Next month, India will select a new president. The position is mostly ceremonial, but symbolically it carries a lot of weight. The leading candidate is Abdul Kalam, better known by his nickname, the Missile Man. He played a key role in India's nuclear weapons program. He is also a Muslim in a country that is predominantly Hindu. From New Delhi, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Abdul Kalam is not quite the father of India's nuclear bomb, but he's definitely a close relative. He developed the ballistic missiles that carry India's nuclear warheads. He calls them weapons of peace and repeats his favorite slogan like a mantra: strength respects strength. Kalam's suggestion that India's nuclear weapons averted war with Pakistan during the recent crisis caused a bit of a stir here. Officially, India says it was Pakistan that was engaged in so-called nuclear blackmail. But Kalam's comments are not likely to hurt his chances of becoming the next president. In fact, the quirky 71-year-old scientist has never been more popular. Late evening at India Gate, a monument to the nation's fallen soldiers and a popular meeting place. Entire families are sprawled out on the grass, enjoying a respite from the 110-degree heat. Virtually everyone here supports Abdul Kalam's presidential bid. Pushpinder Kumar is a street vendor who makes his living selling paan, a uniquely Indian form of betel nuts that people here chew habitually. This is the best choice for India, he says. He's a great scientist and he's done a lot to strengthen the nation. He'll be a great president. The Indian president has no real authority, but does possess a powerful bully pulpit. Abdul Kalam says he will use that pulpit to promote his vision of India, an India where everybody can read and write, an India where technology drives development. Kalam is certainly an Indian success story himself. The son of a fisherman from southern India, he rose to become the country's best-known scientist and advisor to several prime ministers. And it was the current prime minister, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, who nominated Kalam to be president. Virtually all Indians admire Kalam, but not all believe he's the right person to be head of state. Ravi Nair, a human rights activist, says that by selecting a man so closely associated with India's nuclear weapons program, the government is sending the wrong message to the rest of the world.
It's like getting Wernher von Braun elected as the president or vice president of the United States of America just because he designed the American nuclear missile program. It's completely the wrong signals to send.
By choosing Kalam, the governing BJP party also hopes to send another signal. That's because Abdul Kalam is a Muslim, one of 120 million in India. Government officials point to his selection as evidence that they're serious about healing Hindu-Muslim friction. But others say that Kalam was chosen because he's a moderate Muslim, one that's acceptable to the Hindu majority. Like many Hindus, Kalam is a vegetarian and quotes from the Bhagavad Gita, the Hindu holy book, as often as he does from the Quran. Seema Mustafa, a newspaper columnist and herself a Muslim, says Kalam was chosen because he is a nationalist Muslim.
And how is he a nationalist Muslim? Because he makes the bomb, because he's a vegetarian, because he reads the Bhagavad Gita, because of various extraneous considerations from which arises the fact that if he's a practicing Muslim, he does not support war, he is anti-nuclear, then he is not a nationalist. You know, it's a very dangerous kind of political play that they are making around his image.
Some have raised concerns about Kalam's lack of political experience. Kalam brushed aside those doubts. Politics, he says, is like launching a missile. What matters most is that you hit your target. Eric Weiner, NPR News, New Delhi.